Hi, this is a dictation for patient Yasir Sadun, YASIR. YASIR, last name is Sadun, SAADOON. Date of service is 6/28/2022. Date of birth is 12/30/1989. And date of accident 2/4/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that his pain in the lower back is consistently bad, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the ADLs are affected, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. He has a lower back pain, which is midline as well as across. However, there are no radiation of the pain, no leg numbness or tingling or weakness are reported. No pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back is reported, no headaches, and also no issue with the shoulder, elbow, or any other. Patient reports 90% improvement in the lower back pain due to the physical therapy and medications. The ADLs that are affected are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life. In the system review, is all negative, no positive findings are reported in neurology and psych. In the pain and numbness, patient has mentioned that he is suffering from pain in the lower back and no other issues, no difficulty walking, no neck pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, shoulder pain, none. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, no urine problem, no frequency or incontinence of the urine or painful urination. No blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. The last 30 days, patient report that his pain has improved significantly and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication are Sertran. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 159 over 96, pulse is 80. And pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 6/7/2022. Dictation number is 0606. The physical examination comes from the previous visit of 6/7/2022. Dictation number is 0607-047. Please use the musculoskeletal exam and a general review. Diagnosis remains the same, plan of care. We had ordered an MRI of the lumbar spine and the right sacroiliac joint, which is now available. It is reported that the patient has a bulging disc at L3-4 indenting the ventral thecal sac. L4, L5, there is a herniated disc, left foramina. Disc herniation is superimposed on a disc bulging indenting the ventral thecal sac. There is a mild to moderate left and mild right neural foramina stenosis, abutting the left exiting L4 nerve root without any central canal stenosis. At L5 S1, there is a left paracentral and foramina protrusion type herniation indenting the ventral thecal sac. There is a mild to moderate left and mild right neural foramina stenosis, abutting the left exiting L5 nerve root. There is no central canal stenosis. There is a resulting inflammation and edema. Right sacroiliac joint was found to be completely normal. Patient has been advised that he'll benefit from physical therapy, stretching of the spine, traction of the spine, yoga, as well as injection, steroid injection at the lumbar epidural at L5 S1. Bring him really 4 to 6 injections have been recommended. If the pain is still present after that, additional sacroiliac joint injections are advised for diagnostic reasons. Patient is provided following medication, Celebrex 200 mg daily, tizanidine 4 mg twice a day has been added, along with tramadol ER 100 mg daily for pain, Lunesta 1 mg daily, and Essifex 20 mg twice a day. Voltron gel, lidocaine patch has been given. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours. and additionally there is a reflux. The patient is otherwise stable. He'll be seen. He has been provided a time to decide about the injections, and when he provides the consent, it will be done. Thank you.